علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 30th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the whole issue of the uprising that happened against him due to the murder of Uthman. This was one of the very bitter moments in history where, you know, people used the death of Uthman to come against Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was unequivocally chosen by all the people. I mean, the way people came to his house, the vast majority of the Muslims, in fact, unprecedented in the history of the caliphate, that people came to, you know, support Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you notice, during the first caliph and the second caliph and the third caliph, all these three caliphs, they did not have such an unequivocal support of the people, like people coming at their doors. And, you know, almost Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Imam Hassan and Hussein were about to be crushed under the weight of the people. His own shoulders were being compressed by the sheer, you know, majority and the numbers of people that were inside his house, who came to kind of, take him to the give him his actual right, which was the leadership of the Muslim Ummah. So we notice that Imam Ali alayhi salam, after he came to power, people used these excuses, and they knew that Imam Ali alayhi salam never openly, told people to kill Uthman. And of course, at the same time, Imam Ali alayhi salam did not stop the justice movement that was amongst the people against certain actions that were happening at the time of Uthman.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we said last time that there were two groups of people. One group of people who supported Uthman, people like Muawiyah, the Bani Umayyah, they said, they came and openly stopped others. They were telling people, do not kill Uthman. Do not kill him. Do not do that. And stopped people. They actually came physically to kind of block people from killing Uthman. And then there was another group that did the killing. Leave that group out. There was a third group that was quiet, that was silent, who did not stop this thing from happening. They were seeing, because they were seeing certain levels of oppression happening, and they did not take any action. Imam Ali alayhi salam was amongst those who didn't take any physical action to stop people from going, from taking that action that they wanted to take. It was an uprising against injustice, basically. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is looking at these people and he's telling them, look, those people who did not support Uthman should not have any guilty feelings that they did not support Uthman. And those people who supported Uthman and stopped others from killing Uthman, they should also not feel that they are better, and therefore they should be given any privilege in the society. That because they supported Uthman, now they need to be given a special privilege, and that they are special, and that they are better than the others. No, Imam Ali saw this danger coming, and therefore he stopped it right at its onset. In fact, why should those people who did not support Uthman feel bad or guilty about that? Why should they? They were big companions, very big companions who were quiet, companions of the Prophet ﷺ, who did not take any action. Imam Ali was saying, don't feel guilty about it, because this movement that was against Uthman was a movement of justice. They saw clearly certain things that were happening that were not correct. And those people who supported Uthman, they should not feel proud about it, because they, in this very delicate moment in history, they were not supporting Uthman because of being Uthman. They were taking advantage of Uthman's position, and they were plundering the wealth of the Muslims. So those people who are supporting Uthman should not feel that they are privileged at any, in any way. Because everyone knows the intention behind that support. The support was basically for material reasons, not because of the Uthman as a person. So these privileges should go away. Imam Ali alayhi salam dissolved them right at that time. You can imagine such powerful statements from a person who comes and kind of analyzes the situation in history, and now wants people to come together and want to, you know, leave out these things. And let us build, and tell them to build a new foundation of truth and piety.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about a very important event in history, and we're seeing how Imam Ali alayhi salam took very careful steps, and at the same time how he tried to bring back that balance in the Muslim Ummah and reminded the people that the supporters and those who didn't support Uthman, those who supported Uthman shouldn't feel privileged. Those who didn't support Uthman should not have any guilty feelings. This was something that was happening because of certain errors that were happening in the time of Uthman, and therefore even stopping it was not something that was possible, because the claims of the people was correct, and people were trying to sort out this issue. Several companions tried to advise the third caliph, but things were not sorting out, and unfortunately what happened in history happened, and therefore you see, that thing that occurred. Now here is where now Imam Ali alayhi salam comes and speaks to the people and tells them, after these statements, that when he wants to break these unnecessary privileges that people were thinking because of their support for Uthman, he comes and says, "Wa ana jami'un lakum amra," that I am the one who is going to, I'm bringing together this issue. I'm the one that is going to sort out this issue. Rather, you as the people, now that you've come to Imam Ali alayhi salam, as people, let Imam Ali alayhi salam bring a solution. Let him create a system whereby now people should be treated with justice. The Muslims should feel that they are working and, you know, taking part in a government that is really taking Islam seriously, that is wanting Islam to be something that is applied in the society, that is taken seriously amongst every era and avenue of life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه